I honestly think psychologically there's a bit of a mess there, and I think it comes from before what we're talking about with Real Madrid.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
The Imro award-winning sports programme.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Off the Ball. Kathleen McNamee here, taking you through till 7 o'clock on what is our Nullag na Mban special today. We've had a brilliant show so far. We just had Amy Broadhurst in studio earlier. We had Jessie Barr and Cliona Foley on the Sunday Paper Review. Nicole Turner in to talk about her recent retirement announcement. And we also had a brilliant panel with Elsa Miller, Maeve de Burka and Ashley Maher looking ahead to 2025 and what it might hold for women's sport in Ireland. We have Mona McSharry coming up on the line soon, but I'm just going to give you some score updates. Arsenal versus Manchester United has gone to extra time and it's potentially looking like penalties. It's 1-1 there, 25 minutes gone of extra time. Elsewhere, Doncaster beat Hull City earlier today on penalties. Tottenham also had to go to extra time to get past Tamworth, but they ended up winning 3-0. Newcastle came from behind to beat Bromley 3-1. Ipswich beat Bristol Rovers 3-0. Southampton are currently 2-0 up against Swansea. That game is in the 50th minute. And Crystal Palace beat Stockport earlier in the day. Leinster managed to withstand a late challenge from La Rochelle to win 16-14 over in France. They led for most of the game, but La Rochelle managed to come back in it towards the end a little bit. But now we are going to turn our attention back to swimming. So I was on Nicole Turner in earlier and chat to Mona McSharry. Mona, how are things?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm enjoying this. This is a very Sligo-themed show. We have the two of us, our producer Alana today, also from Sligo. So long may this continue is what I say.
I love it, yeah.
You're back over in the States now, is that right?
Yeah, I've been back for about 2.5 weeks since Christmas break, so back in training.
How are you finding being back over?
It's good. It's definitely an adjustment. I mean, I've been basically on break since the Olympics, so I've had about 5 or 6 months off just to relax and enjoy other things. So it's definitely tough getting back into like a full athlete schedule, but I'm surprised with how well I've kind of fit back into the routine of it.
How was that time after the Olympics for you? You know, you said you took some time off. What did you get up to? Did you go completely away from swimming, or were you still doing it a little bit recreationally?
I didn't swim at all for basically since the Olympics up until the 28th of December, bar like one or two paddles when a pool was available, but basically nothing. And I think that was kind of the purpose of the break, was to give myself a complete separation from swimming. And I did some other stuff like yoga and running, and tried to keep my, when I wanted to work out, allowed myself to do something, but stayed away from swimming. But it's been great. It was such a nice break. I did a 2.5 month road trip around the west coast of America with my best friend. So we were just living in a van, and it was really nice to just kind of go on your own schedule and not have to worry about getting up at a certain time and being to bed early and just kind of like moving at whatever pace we wanted. So it was really nice.
That's an interesting way to test your friendship, sticking yourselves in a van together for 2.5 months.
Yeah, it definitely is, but I can confirm we're closer than ever. So that's good.
So it went the right way. You didn't suddenly discover that you actually hated each other and didn't want to breathe in the same space ever again. Was that gap post-Olympics always on the cards for you, or was it just something that you felt like you needed for your mind and body after the excitement of it all?
No, I had probably 2022, like after that season had finished, so August of that year, so a year after the Tokyo Olympics, I decided I wasn't going to be able to do what I did after Tokyo again. Like, I kind of went straight back into it. I took like 2 weeks off and then went back to college and collegiate racing and just went straight back in. And I thought that because there was going to be so much going on with school and college, I would be fine and I wouldn't feel kind of the lull or the weirdness you feel after the Olympics, I thought that that would be masked because I'd be so busy. But I realized that it was actually pretty challenging to jump straight back into it. And so I knew at that point that I wasn't going to be able to do that again. And kind of regardless of what happened at the next Olympics, and, you know, thankfully I was on the right side of that and came out with a medal, which is amazing. But I knew that regardless, I wanted to be able to take a break and kind of just disappear almost and relax and just enjoy being me and being able to do the things I like to do outside of swimming.
And how did you find that time? Did you feel like you got from it what you wanted or what you needed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was so enjoyable, and I think it gave me a sight of obviously not what life is going to look like after swimming, because I'll have to get a job and I won't be able to travel around all the time. But
sounds awful. I would just keep swimming if I were you.
Yeah. No, I kind of realized swimming's not that bad. I can nap during the day, eat what I want. But it did kind of spark the kind of, maybe I'm not ready to be done with swimming. But when I am, like, the freedom to kind of do what you want a little bit more than what an athletic schedule gives you is also there. And so I was excited for that too. And I think it definitely gave me just a chance to relax. And that's really all I was looking for.
Are you able to switch your brain off in that way? Because I know for a lot of athletes, when you're so used to the routine and the training schedule and, you know, how you sleep is prescribed, what you eat is prescribed, you know, how you spend your days. Did you find it easy to kind of slot into a more relaxed lifestyle, or did it take you a little while?
It depended on the day. I will say the first month I was definitely on the side of, I've got to do a circuit like 3 times a week, and I have to be running and like stretching, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm staying in shape and seeing all the people, like my competitors, coming back and training again after maybe a month off after the Olympics was definitely hard, because there was times when in my mind I'm like, well, now I'm going to be behind and like that's going to be really tough. But I think honestly, the longer we went, the more relaxed I became and the more comfortable I got with being like, no, this is my time to do what I want to do and like eat what I want to eat. And to be honest, like we ate pretty well. Like we cooked in the van most of the time. There wasn't a lot of takeout. Like I like eating good food, so that's not a huge issue. But like, you know, I let myself wake up in the morning and go, you know what? No, I'm going to sleep for another hour. I'm not going to go for a run. Like it's not going to be the end of the world. And so I got better at making those decisions as the time went on. And honestly, coming back now and having done 2 weeks of basically normal training, like I haven't really adjusted it much. I'm kind of hitting the ground running. And I always knew that's what I wanted to do. Like I didn't want to ease back into it. I just wanted to be back into like full schedule, and that's what I'm doing. And I haven't honestly found it horrible. I'm obviously slower than I was at peak Olympic shape, which makes sense, but I'm able to do everything I need to do and I'm able to finish sessions. So it kind of reassures me that the decisions I made on my trip were good and the right ones, and I don't need to feel guilty about, you know, choosing rest and not to work out for a couple of months.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it was really beneficial. And I think, I mean, you don't want to do what you did, achieve the brilliant results that you got, and then completely burn yourself out and not be able to replicate it later down the line, or even at the big European World Championships, collegiate level, whatever it is, because obviously we don't have Olympics for another while. I would assume it would kind of sour things a little bit if afterwards you just ended up burning out and not being able to compete the way you wanted to.
Yeah, I had a moment about a year after the Tokyo Olympics where I really just wasn't enjoying what I was doing anymore. And I think ever since that moment, I've gotten a new understanding for swimming and sport, and I want to do it because I enjoy it. And I never want to push myself to that point again where I'm doing it because it's, you know, I honestly felt like in that time I was doing it as like I needed to survive to do it, which is not the case. I can walk away at any point and I'll be fine. I'll still be okay. And so kind of looking at it from that perspective, like it's a gift and something I get to enjoy and do every day. And it's a pretty cool lifestyle being an athlete. So kind of looking at it from that perspective and not allowing myself to get to the point where I'm like, no, I need to keep going. I need to keep going to be the best. Like, that's not the case. Cause if I'm not happy, it's never going to be my best. Like, even if I'm working so hard and harder than I ever have before, if I'm not happy and I'm mentally not in it, it's never going to be my best performance. And I know that now. So I'm just working on making sure that every day is enjoyable.
Well, what I've learned from this conversation is that if you're an athlete, you get to travel the world and take naps. So this sounds pretty good. And of course, there's absolutely no hard work in between all of that. That's all it is. So do you think then that's probably the main thing that you took away from that time off, that mindset in how you approach your training now?
Yeah, definitely. I think I wasn't ever swimming badly, but I knew that like the most important part about like swimming and competing and being an athlete is that you enjoy like the 90%, you know, like even the 95%, because that's what we're doing most of the time, is kind of like the stuff that people don't see. It's not the racing. It's not like the, you know, the little clips. It's like the hard work that's going on behind the scenes. And I think if you're not enjoying that, and like, I do love the hard work, like I love pushing myself day in and day out and getting to do that. And I think if I didn't enjoy that, then it wouldn't be worth it, even if I was swimming fast. And so I think that's kind of the mindset I bring into it now, is that trying to enjoy it.
So what is the aim or the goal now that you've gone to an Olympics, you've medaled? I have to say, I loved all the videos from back home of your family getting excited, celebrating, your reaction afterwards. I know I got emotional listening to you, seeing someone from Sligo achieve this. I was like, I'm just across the bay from where she came from. This is so cool. But have you come down from all of that, or is it still the nice glow that you have?
I definitely think I've come down from it. Sadly, and I feel like a lot of athletes can relate to this, but once you've kind of hit, like you've been striving for a certain goal for so long, whatever that is, it could be qualifying for the Olympics, qualifying for Worlds, winning a medal, getting to a semifinal, getting to a final. Once you've like reached that goal, it's everything, and then you reach it and it feels like, okay, what's next? And I did revel in the like medal for a little bit, but honestly, once a week or two had passed, I felt like I was back down to like reality, which I kind of like. I think that's just the type of person I am. But I don't really know what's next, to be honest. I'm just getting back into it. I know I'm not done swimming yet. That's kind of one thing I've realized in the last 5 months, is that I don't want to be done yet. And so I think the rest of this season into the summer is just going to be about kind of getting myself back to where I was and kind of putting in some hard work and seeing what I can pull out of that in the summer after only a 6 month block. And then, after that, we'll start looking at the next year and kind of making some goals for that. I think the one thing that is going to be different for me from here on out, as opposed to like 2024, because I set the goals for 2024 at least 10, 12 years before that competition even came to fruition. Like I knew, like I was trying to get on the podium, like 2020 was my feeler Olympics and 2024 was where we were going to make it happen. Like that's going to be where I'm going to shine. And so I kind of knew that so early on, whereas now I'm kind of giving myself the freedom to kind of plan maybe year by year and see where it goes. And, you know, that might be 1 year, that might be another 2 years, that might be 4 years. I don't know yet. I'm just going to kind of let myself go. And I know that, you know, once I want to be done, I'll be done. But as of right now, all I know is I'm not ready to be done swimming yet.
Was that a question in your head after the Olympics, that maybe this is my time to hang up the goggles and see a different side of life?
I think so, yeah, because I mean, going into it, that was always the plan. Like 2024 was my last Olympics, probably last competition. And then we kept getting closer and closer to the Olympics, not even competing there yet. And I was kind of like, oh, maybe I don't want it to be my last meet, because that puts a lot of pressure on it, like being a really good one for my last one. And so I decided maybe I'll do another year. So I kind of knew before I was going into the Olympics that I was going to do at least one more year, half year, I guess, because I knew I was taking 5 months off. But now I don't really know anymore. I kind of keep pushing the line back. it's hard to know when to be done. I feel like I've been doing this for so long and I'm not ready to like give it up yet. But at the same time, I am excited for what's coming after swimming. So I'm like sitting in the middle right now of like not knowing what I want to do.
It must be a very strange experience considering you've had 2024 on your cards for 10, 12 years before that.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's honestly kind of nice. I feel like I kind of planned, I've had my like planned life so far, which is weird because I feel like a lot of people don't know what they want to do when they're teenagers and then they go to college and they don't know what they want to do. And then after college, whereas I feel like for me, I've kind of known the steps up until this point, whereas once I'm done with swimming, it's going to be kind of like a question mark on what's next. And I'm excited for that. And I kind of like the unknown. I don't feel like I need to plan it. I'll just kind of let whatever happens happen. But yeah, it's, I think knowing that I wanted to go to 2024 definitely pulled me through the hard time I was having in 2022. Cause I kind of committed to definitely going to 24. And I wanted to see what I could do there. So now kind of not committing to anything way in the future is making it kind of like, we'll see what happens. And I'm excited for that.
You seem to be handling the kind of uncertainty very well for someone who has lived such a regimented life before this. I feel like more people would struggle with it, but you seem quite relaxed at the prospect of the unknown.
Yeah, I think part of me is not wanting to make a decision. And so being in the unknown is nicer than having to decide and have something for certain. And so I think that's probably part of the reason why I'm so comfortable not knowing, because then I don't have to decide. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I guess up to this point, everything is kind of, you know, I couldn't have guessed when I was, you know, maybe preteen, have guessed how, what my life was going to look like up until now. It's kind of just small decisions that you make that make these big changes. And it's worked out so well thus far that I'm kind of just like trusting the process almost.
And are there things left in swimming that you still want to achieve? Or is it more just you're still enjoying it, so there's no point leaving it just yet?
Honestly, not specific things. I mean, I always want to get faster. I think like, it's not that I'm resting on my laurels that like, this is as fast as I can go. I honestly thought it would have been faster to podium at the Olympics. And I believed I could have gone faster than what I did. So I know that that's in me at my best. And I feel like the 200 breaststroke is still something that I'm working on and trying to crack. So I think there's always going to be things that I could pick and be like, no, I want to do this before I stop, because there's really no limit to what you can do in sport. You can always keep pushing the boundaries. So I guess just trying to constantly improve. But for right now, I just want to try and kind of enjoy every moment. Like building up to the Olympics was a lot of fun, but also pretty intense because I knew what I wanted to do. And so it's nice now to maybe have a little bit less pressure and just enjoy racing and getting better without having the, you know, the intensity of thinking, oh, well, I need to be on this podium or do this, and just kind of see without any barriers, what can I do?
So what's your big hope for yourself for 2025?
Honestly, to be back where I was for the Olympics at Worlds would be great. Making finals in the 50, 100 and 200. I think, and once I get to the final, kind of just racing what's in the pool, like I did at the Olympics, and seeing what can happen. So, That's kind of my plan is to make it to finals at Worlds this summer.
Well, I think everyone would be delighted for you if you made that happen, especially everyone around Sligo. So it's we have quite a good contingent of Olympic people at this stage. There's yourself, there's Chris, Lauren Cadden as well. She was over at the Olympics with the athletics team. So there must be something in the water. Maybe not the water I drank growing up, but the water that you guys all drank growing up around that
Absolutely.
Part. it is mad though to have such a small area and to have that amount of success. I mean, yourself and Chris have put Grange on the map.
It's so exciting. And then you see like all of the support that gets behind us from Grange, and then also for me from Ballyshannon, because that's where I did most of my training and went to school. Like, it's just so exciting, and seeing all the younger children get to experience that and know that, you know, we trained in the same facilities that they did, and that's how we made the steps. The really the the ground steps, the foundation of everything we did after that started from, you know, the small places, the small clubs. And I think that that's so important for them to see and be able to kind of see now where that takes them. And that's really exciting.
Definitely. Well, Mona, best of luck with the rest of your year. And I hope the rest and relaxation serves you well and you do get back on those podiums whenever the summer rolls around. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It was Mona McSharry there live from the US, where she is back training after a break after her Olympic medal win. Manchester United and Arsenal has just finished up there. It went to penalties and Manchester United have beaten Arsenal at the Emirates. They are now out of the FA Cup. Kai Havertz saw his penalty saved, and then Bruno Fernandes, Diallo, Euro, Martinez and Xerxes all scored for Manchester United. So that's a tough week for Arsenal when it comes to cup competitions. They haven't had too much luck. They'll be hoping to do a little bit better against Tottenham later on next week. We are going to go to a quick ad break and some news, and then we will be back with an interview with Niamh Fahey on her international retirement.
Off the Ball Daily.